Well, good evening, everyone. Nice to see y'all. According to a couple of my devices, it says it's 6:45, so close enough anyway. So I think tonight we'll just proceed similarly to last week in terms of interspersing short meditations and doing some review so that we keep in our mind the different things we've been memorizing, you know, the powers of the mental engagements and the stages and all of that. So, yeah, I think that's how we're going to roll tonight. So maybe we'll just start with opening prayers. Lamala, would you please lead us in that?
Start with the seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice for the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. These remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of karma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others the great enlightenment. Now the short mandala offering. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. Idam Guru Ratha Mandala Kam Niryatayami. Now the refuge and bodhicitta prayer. Shrikula, did you want to lead that or do you want me to just continue?
Oh, please just keep going.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Thank you, dear Chant Master. So, welcome again for those just joining. Before we start, I was just wondering if anyone had any questions that had come up since we were together last. Anything anybody wants to bring up before we dive in? No? Okay. So last week, we had talked about how when we're doing these calm abiding meditations, it seems like most people kind of already have some routine of nine round breathing, counting breaths, you know, whatever it is that you calm your mind. And then, as Geshe-la has suggested, you know, really trying to cultivate this sense of loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta. And we tried a few different ones last time, and Joanna had asked if we could do the longer version of the four measurables this time, so I thought we'd start with that one as our way to sort of set this intention of loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta. So so I thought what I'd do for this one is just slowly read each of the four in their longer form and pause just a little bit, and just to sort of give a flavor of that. And of course, if you were doing this on your own, you could pause as long as you wanted, but just in the interest of, you know, getting in, maybe we'll get in three this time. I always think that we can do more than we can do, so we'll see how it goes. But of course, when we're doing this expanded version, it starts with equanimity. It's not the same order as when we're doing the shorter one. So So let's just sort of settle in for a moment and sort of prepare to do a meditation here. And bring our mind where our body is. Okay, and so beginning with immeasurable equanimity, it starts with the immeasurable wish, how wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free from the closeness of attachment and the distance of hatred. And then the immeasurable prayer, may they abide in equanimity. Then the immeasurable extraordinary compassion, taking responsibility. I myself will cause them to abide in equanimity. And then the immeasurable request, please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. So next is immeasurable loving kindness. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to have happiness and the causes of happiness. May they have happiness and its causes. I myself will cause them to have happiness and its causes. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. And next is immeasurable compassion. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they be free from suffering and its causes. I myself will cause them to be free from suffering and its causes. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. And then we conclude with immeasurable joy. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were never separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation. May they never be separated from these. I myself will cause them never to be separated from these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. So now building on that foundation of the four immeasurables, we can bring to mind our object of meditation and just sit here together for a couple of minutes trying to bring our focus back again and again to that object. And if you're like me and you're still really struggling with the wandering mind, that's just to be expected in the beginning. It's part of the process. Okay. Now we can bring our focus back to the call. So how did that go? Thumbs up, okay. Any questions about anything? Okay. So I don't know if y'all wanna unmute. We're so few people that it'd probably be okay to do that. If you wanna just chime in, I was thinking that we could start with just a review of the names of the 9 stages. And if people can do it from memory, that's great. But if you are looking at a review sheet, that's fine too, because, you know, Geshe-la's just told us that, you know, repetition is the key. That's the way they do it in their learning style for sure. So does anybody want to go through and just say the names of the 9 stages?
And let someone else finish, does that?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, inner placement is the first. The second is continual placement. The third is patchy or patch-like placement. Then close placement. And then subdued, is that next?
That's perfect, yeah.
I'll keep going. Pacifying and, no, wait. Next person.
You're right, yep, you're right.
And there's the next stage of pacification. That's what I'm blocking on.
Yeah, complete pacification, yeah.
Complete pacification. And then, are we up to 9? I mean, 8.
Yeah.
Getting there, single-pointed concentration. And, okay, thank you, Patrick. Meditative stabilization.
Well done. Thank you for being brave, Joanna. Well done.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Great. So does anybody feel up for naming the 4 mental engagements?
I'll name the first one, the first stage 1 and 2, it's tight focus.
That's exactly correct. Yeah.
Interrupted focus.
Right. And what happens after it's interrupted and you get better?
Uninterrupted
focus, right. Does anybody remember what the last one's called?
Effortless engagement.
That's it, yeah. So for bonus points, we got that tight focus is stage 1 and 2. Interrupted focus goes for how many stages?
Oh, a bunch. Yeah.
That's right. A bunch is right. Five. Because it goes from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 through 7. Okay. And then uninterrupted is which stage?
8.
Right. And effortless engagement is?
9.
Exactly. Okay. Doing great so far. I'm sorry?
I said it's like pulling teeth.
The 6 powers, who could name them or at least get us started?
Knowledge, the power of knowing or knowledge.
That's right, the power of knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's the first one.
Knowledge from hearing. Contemplation.
That's right. Yeah.
The second one.
Right.
Mindfulness.
Very good.
Introspection.
Yes.
And familiarization.
That's correct, except you skipped one. You skipped number five.
I'm blanking now.
That's okay. Joyful you did great. Effort. Joyful effort. That's right.
All right.
So power of knowledge, power of contemplation, power of mindfulness, power of introspection, power of joyful effort, and the power of familiarization. Very good. So for bonus points, which stage applies to which one? Let's start with the power of knowledge. How many stages is that?
One.
Just one. Right. It's the first one. Right. How many stages is power of contemplation?
I think that's two, the next two.
It's just number two. It's just the second stage. Yeah. One stage, the second one. Yep. Okay. And then power of mindfulness?
That's like three. The next three?
Three and four. Just two, but three and four. And power of introspection?
I think that's two stages, five and six. I'm sorry. Is that you, Donna?
You go.
You're correct, Karen. Yep. So that's two stages, five and six. How about power of joyful effort? How many stages is that?
And that's two. Two.
Right. That's two. It's stages seven and eight. So power familiarization must be one stage, the last one, right? Yeah, exactly. So power of knowledge is one. The power of contemplation is only one stage, the second one. The power of mindfulness is two, which is stages three and four. Power of introspection is two, which is stages five and six. Power of joyfulness is two, which is seven and eight. And then power of familiarization is nine, just the one final stage. Okay, great. I appreciate you all making your guesses and trying, because that's how we get it in our mind, you know, so grateful for the participation. So maybe we should do another meditation, and then we'll come back and review some other things after another meditation. So for this one, I thought we could do, I think, was it 2 weeks ago when Geshe-la taught us, led us in sort of that practice session where he had us doing loving kindness meditation several different ways and compassion meditation. So for this one, he led us in this Tonglen one where we did two of the verses from Guru Puja on Tonglen, and sandwiched between that was a dedication verse. I don't know if that's ringing a bell. Does anybody remember that? So what it is, it's LC 97 and then this dedication verse and then LC 95. So I thought that I would just slowly read that and we can think about, contemplate that as the, you know, another way to set this foundation of loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta in our minds. And then we'll just lead straight from that into another few minute meditation on our object. Is that clear? Does that sound good? Okay. All right, so again, just sort of settle our minds after that pop quiz. Okay, so this first stanza, in short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five powers, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to cultivate only mental happiness. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. And thus, perfect, pure, compassionate Guru, I seek your blessings that all negative karmas, obscurations, and sufferings of mother transmigratory beings may, without exception, ripen upon me right now. and that by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all transmigratory beings may experience happiness. So again, bring to mind your object of meditation. And I'll try to bring our focus back again and again to this object. Okay, so now we can bring our attention back to the class. And definitely we should rejoice, because that was two meditations. Fantastic. Okay, so a couple more questions here, and then we'll do a final meditation. So, in the beginning, Geshe-la introduced some texts. I'm not going to go through a lot of detail about that, but can anybody recall the two authors of the root texts, just the two authors that Geshe-la cited in the beginning several times.
Maitreya Buddha.
Excellent.
And is it Lama Atisha? No.
Those A's get very confusing. I know that happens for me too.
Okay, I'm out.
Asanga?
Asanga, exactly. That's right. So Compendium of Knowledge by Asanga, Ornament of Mahayana Discourse, and the Distinguishing the Middle from the Extremes from Maitreya Buddha. So excellent. Okay. And then I thought it might be pretty good to review the faults, the five faults and the eight antidotes. So first, can anybody name a fault or two or all five?
Not remembering the instructions.
Very good.
Laziness,
yep.
Excited mind and drowsy mind.
Right. Thinking and excitement, yep. And then there are two more.
I don't have my cheat notes in front of me, darn it.
Non-application.
Exactly. So not applying the antidote or over-applying it, right? Yeah. Okay, so laziness, forgetting the instructions, thinking and excitement, non-application of the antidote, and over-application of the antidote. Excellent. We got all five. Okay, so what? How many, I'll start with that, how many antidotes are there for laziness?
Four.
Yeah, that's right. Anybody name one of them?
Seeing the benefit, having faith.
Right. Yep. That's all rolled up in one, right? Having faith in the benefit. Yeah.
Aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was the question again?
the four antidotes for laziness. So faith in the benefits, interest I think you said aspiration, Julie, is that right? Yeah.
Enthusiasm,
right.
And then pliancy.
Pliancy, that's right. Okay, excellent. Well done. So those are the four for laziness. Then there's just one for each of the rest. So anybody know what forgetting the instructions, what the antidote for that is?
Remembering instructions.
Right. And they usually call that mindfulness, but it really is remembering the instructions. That's right. Okay. Then how about for sinking and excitement, what's the antidote for that?
Mindfulness?
Mindfulness is for forgetting the instruction. And once we've perfected mindfulness, it's the one that comes next.
Introspection.
Introspection.
Very good. Introspection. That's right.
Introspection.
And so this one is kind of like Who's Buried in Grant's Tomb. Non-application of the antidote, what's the antidote? Exactly. That's right. Application. And so for this last one, over application?
Equanimity.
Right. And does everybody understand what that means? It's sort of like just not doing anything because you're already there, right? So, yeah. Okay, excellent. Well done. Okay. I think just out of the interest of time, maybe we'll stop there for the review. And Donna, am I understanding correctly that Geshe-la wants us to continue to do this 15 minutes before the teachings?
Yeah.
Like when he comes back in 2 weeks, we'll still just have a 15-minute review, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking we can ask what people think. Maybe we could do, you know, the 15 minutes could be a kind of a very short version of what we're doing now, include one meditation. What do y'all think? We're deciding this on the fly right now.
We're going to have to get faster at the answers.
I mean, that's the one concern I have is just if the point is to keep this in our mind and we're only doing it once a week. I mean, I think there's great benefit in the meditation as well, but I'm just afraid like, even in this 45 minutes, I'm not covering everything once. And so, I don't know. I mean, I'll do whatever y'all, I mean, I'll try to help facilitate whatever y'all want to do.
Well, let's stay with review. And then if people decide and see how it goes. I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with this review. I mean, it helps me.
Okay.
It seems like we could start with the review, and then after a period of time, if it seems like the reviews are going really well, like we've got it, then we could start, we could switch to meditation.
That sounds like an excellent idea, Patrick. I think that if we get to the point where people can really rattle things off, and then the review is not really that helpful anymore, then we can go to meditation. Yeah.
Okay.
And Kat, I see you had a comment in the chat that you said keep doing review. Did you mean right now, or did you mean before? Before class. I'm sorry, I think you're still muted. Yeah, thanks. Oh, I'm sorry, I still can't hear you. Oh, Kat, I'm sorry, I don't hear you. Yep. Okay, got it. All right. So for today, then, let's finish with one more meditation. And I thought this one we could do on the awareness of awareness, since we haven't done one of those in a while. So again, let's take just a moment to sort of settle our thoughts. And to do this single pointed meditation on the nature of mind, we can guide ourselves, and there's some things we can say that will help us do that. So I'll just say them right now, but of course you can do this for yourself when you're doing this on your own. So we can think, my mind, my awareness is clear and knowing. It's formless, no shape, no color, clear, empty space. We can have no concern about the past or the future, no worry, just being present with no expectations. There's nothing to analyze because it's just clear space. Nothing that needs to be fixed or adjusted, no thoughts. Then we can just try to pause there for a little bit without distraction, being fully awake with mindfulness and vigilance, being present and aware of our sinking or excited mind. While we're doing this, thoughts will pop up, and we can simply notice them, recognize the thoughts, and do nothing. We can stare at them, looking very closely, with no judgment, but just looking closely. Or we could fight every thought that arises, like a skilled swords person. Try to stop every arrow that comes at us. Okay, so once more we can bring our attention back and we can really rejoice that we just guided ourselves into the conventional nature of mind. Okay, so any questions, anything that came up for people tonight or anything you've thought of to ask?
I had one question.
Yeah.
What is really the difference between mindfulness and introspection? So we may translate it wrong. So for us, is mindfulness not also watching the mind or is introspection not watching the mind?
Right. I understand your question. Does anybody have a thought on it? No? Well, I mean, I'll say a couple of things, but I definitely want people to add because, you know, I'm not really sure if I've got it. The way I understand mindfulness is, remembering the object, and introspection is the sort of checking to see if you're on the object. So like Geshe-la has said that, introspection is the little fish that swims without making any ripples, right? So it's just this, like, some part of your mind that's out there watching to make sure. And so, like, particularly if we're talking about introspection in the context of calm abiding, you're checking to see if you've got thinking or excitement, mm-hmm. and then trying to address that, right? Mm-hmm. And mindfulness is, a little grosser, like staying on the object. Because once you've lost the object, you've got your past gross thinking or gross excitement, right? Because now you've totally lost it, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Please, someone, jump in with your understanding.
That sounds about right to me.
Yeah, like mindfulness is staying focused. And introspection is watching that you're focused. So it's like the little guy behind you saying,
Okay.
I think you talk about the little guard or something, right? The little person that kind of stands guard or whatever for introspection.
Sometimes I know they translate introspection as vigilance. Geshe-la prefers the term, I think, introspection, but I've seen in other books vigilance, which has that sort of feeling of the guard, like David's talking about.
Is it kind of like the watcher that is watching what's going on and trying to just keep, like you said, deciding, do I have gross thinking mind or am I having subtle thinking or excited? So it's like the watcher watching what's going on. And like it's like a babysitter almost, isn't it?
That sounds like my understanding, Julie. Yeah.
Okay. I'm always confused, but that's helpful. But yeah, I think you have to be your old babysitter.
That's for sure. Yeah.
I like that. Thank you. I think we got it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Well, then in the interest of time, I guess it's just right to do our final dedications and wrap things up.
Okay. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. Just as a brave Manjushri and Samantha Bhattachu realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow the perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with a dedication praise to the best by the victorious ones of Gandhara the three times, so I might perform good works. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of perfect pure Lo Sang Drapa to shine forever. Land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chen Rei Di Ken Zhen Jiaso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tso Kap on listened voice, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, Amala. Yeah, so we definitely should rejoice that we all came together to do this, and I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chikina.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I wanted
thank
to
you.
Have a
good night.
Donna, what? Donna?
We all leave. Hello.
Yeah.
Quick survey. Yeah. Next Wednesday is the night before Thanksgiving. Most of us are not having our usual Thanksgiving. I do not have this on the calendar, but if there's a great outcry and people want to meet next Wednesday, let me know. Can we decide that now?
I'm ready to do it. I will be here. We'll be around.
How about you either chat me or raise your hand in the as if you had a question, the little technical raise your hand and let me know what you want, or I'm not getting, Joanna wants to go next week. I'm not hearing from anyone else.
I'll go for next week. I don't have anything planned. I'm kind of stuck here.
Go. We're on for next week.
We're on.
Okay.
No.
I should have asked Venerable Chicky before I threw this question out there, because he's doing such a good job leading us.
Well, you all could do it even if I wasn't here. You got it now.
I'll put it back on the calendar, and if need be, I'll stumble through with us. And we'll all have a great Thanksgiving one way or the other. And then we will be back to regular teachings in 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back. And we'll still be doing review at 6:45.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.